Norm, just got the news before we get into game plan that guard Zach Martin is out. Will not play Sunday because of a concussion. He's in concussion protocol. It is not happening. So it looks like the line up front for the Cowboys against the Washington football team will consist of Cam Irving, Connor Williams, Tyler Biadasz, Norm's no word, Connor McGovern, and Terrence Steele.
So let's see.
Biadasz.
Our number five tackle, our number three tackle, our number two center, and our number three guard, and our starting left guard.
Boom.
Boom.
Against the Washington football team.
Now, Donnie, search the halls of your Cowboy knowledge to tell us if anybody gets hurt from that starting line.
Why are you doing that to me? I thought we were buddies.
Well, let's see. I assume we would have, if it's a guard, I'm going to assume that Irving, who plays virtually everywhere, could slide inside the guard from tackle. Or Biadasz could play guard,
Biadasz,
and they could slip the undrafted free agent Henry in its center.
Oh, I was going to give Mike $250 if he could name the backup center on the Dallas Cowboys.
I still don't have it. I wasn't Henry.
Yeah, it is Henry. Marcus Henry, Mike.
Oh, my.
And if it's a tackle, that would be the guy we plucked off the Browns practice squad. Is that correct, Greg Sinat?
Yes. I think he is listed on the Cowboys roster as just OT. So he can go anywhere, left or right side. And when you look for guards on the Dallas Cowboys roster, they only have listed Martin, McGovern, and Connor Williams. And
right.
No one else. So this is going to be a challenge. Hopefully everyone stays healthy on the front, because you are already scraping at season stems on your roster to begin with to put an offensive line out there. And when you start thinking about who's going to be behind them, that's a whole different ball game.
You know, this used to be easier. When Looney was a backup, that used to be easier. Okay, if a guard gets hurt, if a center gets hurt, we've got a really nice pro in Joe Looney.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hey, nobody's going to feel sorry for the Cowboys, because you know what? In this league, there is no crying. You're down eight guys, you play. You're down 12 guys, you play. And we've seen train wrecks before. Donnie, do you remember the shell of themselves the Eagles were a couple of times over the last few years when the Cowboys played them?
I think even last year you can say that same thing.
Yeah.
And they beat Dallas when Dallas went to Philadelphia. So it's not about who's out there. It's about the effort they give when they get out there. And if you don't question that, and they're playing all out, and they still lose, that's one thing. Because now you can start saying it's just a talent level thing. But if you mix both of those in, that's when I think everyone is just worried and concerned. Because you shouldn't have to question effort with anyone that's out there on the field.
Well, I don't think, I'm going out on a limb here, I don't think you're going to have to question the effort of undrafted free agents. I will say that right.
No, you're probably right.
If they get one play, if Marcus Henry gets one play on Sunday, he's looking to slobber knock somebody. Yeah,
I may not ever get this opportunity again. I am hitting somebody in the throat right now.
Exactly. What color's the other team jersey? Okay.
Right.
Now, game plan. Oh, boy. What you just told us has the offensive people on the Cowboys, and this is everybody. This is the offensive coordinator. This is the head coach. This is the offensive line coach, Joel Philbin. Everybody has got to understand the restrictions of this group. There's a reason people in this league are number five tackles, or number three tackles, or number four guards, or whatever. But Donnie, I know from our years together, you're going to agree with the fact that I have one game plan item, and only one.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys must stop beating the Dallas Cowboys.
That's number one, two, three, four, and five on the list.
As George said earlier this morning, if they continue to play this kind of sloppy, undisciplined football, I don't know if they can beat Wilmer Hutchins, mm-hmm. to quote George Dunham. And it's not only the turnovers, Donnie. It's assignments on defense. It's poor special teams play. It's penalties. It's confusion that caused timeouts to be taken. There's a whole bunch of things here. It's not just turning the ball over. That's the most egregious thing. But there's all sorts of little things that, as you, me, and all the Cowboy fans out there, Donnie, when they watch the game, when you watch it, when I watch it, there are moments you just shake your head.
It reminds me of listening to a mic'd up of Belichick, and the thing he will say, and it just hits home all the time when you watch some teams playing, and he says, do your job. Don't try to do too much. Of course, don't try to do too little. Do your job, and you will be okay. And I think that's what hits the Cowboys the most as they get out of doing their jobs, especially on the defensive end, and that's going to cause some of those holes. You have teams that can't run the football that are running relentlessly on this Dallas Cowboys team, and Washington is right there. They can't run the football. They just can't do it.
No.
Now, are they going to have some success running against Dallas? I will bet you that they are watching film right now and saying, okay, we've had our issues running the football this year against other teams, but we should be able to pick ourselves up against this team because they aren't very good defensively. And if that running game of the Washington's, which is dead last in yards in the NFL, dead last, going up against the Cowboys, it's the weakness versus the weakness. We always sometimes talk about strength versus strength in football. What gets the one team over the top is what they're weak in against the other team, what they're weak in, and the one who has the most success. The Cowboys have got to stop Washington from being able to run the football Sunday.
Yeah, the Cowboys made a star out of the rapper Drake last weekend.
Now, right.
Antonio Gibson, this is a good player, Donnie, the Redskins running back. He's a good running back. Now, a running back with no holes doesn't look so good. But you know what? The Cowboys have been giving up holes. They've been allowing lots of running yards, and you are dead on, Donnie. If Washington can start to make some semblance of a running game work, then Dallas is in a pickle. I'll bounce this off to you. I don't know if I've ever seen a Cowboy team with this many problems. How about you?
No. And it just shines so brightly on defense. Two of the last 3 weeks, they've given up 307 yards rushing to Cleveland and 261 to Arizona. That is insane.
And we're not talking about giving up those yards to Derrick Henry. We're not talking about giving up those yards to, oh, man, he's a great back. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about Saquon Barkley running wild. We're talking about De'Ernest Johnson or whatever that fellow's name was with Cleveland. And we're talking about Cleveland. That was all their backup runners doing that, Donnie.
It was. And, yes, you're right. As far as the holes on this Cowboys team, I can't recall a time where they've played so poorly. And couple that with the lack of effort at times, with you writing quit on your pad and everyone seeming seeing what they're doing on the field, that just adds on to the fact that this is a bad team in a bad way that's bringing it all upon themselves right now.
The grand and great fortune of this team, like all the other teams in the NFC East, is they're all floating belly up in the same sewer. And one of them's going to make the playoffs. But that is no consolation to those people who want to see their football team play good football. And Donnie, this season, purchased precariously on the edge. It's going to be tougher to win in Philadelphia the next week. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So if there's a team to beat right now, it's this one.
And you started this by saying, play a clean game. I may be alone on this island. I may be Tom Hanks on this castaway island. If they play a clean game, they will beat Washington.
You sure would hope so. Because if they play a clean game and aren't better than the Redskins,
yikes.
Oh, my.
Yikes.
Yeah, oh, my. Because the Redskins are in the process of totally reorganizing. This was supposed to be a Cowboys run for the Super Bowl, not a run for the toilet. And the Redskins, they had no dreams of anything in Washington this year. They wanted to reorganize, and that's what they're in the process of doing. But if Dallas plays a clean game and can't beat the Washington football team, doesn't the trap door open beneath this team?
It does. And we talked about the mutiny at the Star this week. They play a clean game and can't beat Washington. I think it's going to get louder and louder and louder where something has to happen. And maybe it's something that really doesn't make a significant impact, to steal one of our segments on Monday. It may not have a significant impact, but it is doing something to let everyone around that team and the Star know that, okay, we get it. We understand. We know something has to happen. So let's try to move forward. So it is very interesting to see. Again, we talked about it against the Giants. When we talked about two bad teams, you couldn't wait to see how that game was going to go, and you usually don't want to see two bad teams going after each other. This is another week where it is so interesting to see how this is going to flow and what Cowboys team is going to show up. Are you going to see effort in this team, and can they beat a team that's not very good? This is going to set the tone for this year. I'm not saying if they win this game, they're going to, you know, march on and win 5-6 games in a row. But you do have to take into the account that the NFC East is wide open, and divisional games are of the utmost importance this year if you want to try and make the playoffs. So you've got to get it. This is a must win.
That's exactly right. And everything, as bad as it has been with Dallas, if Dallas should happen to put back-to-back victories over Washington and Philadelphia the next 2 weeks, they put themselves in pretty decent control of the NFC East.
Okay, let's take a break from the Cowboys. Will we get a pick on this game in the picks of the poll?
You know, we won't, Donnie, for one reason. I can't figure out. I can figure out Washington. They're a hard-trying, poor football team who loves their coach and plays their butt off for them. They're just not any good. And the Cowboys, they should be better than this by now. I would like to get one last thought of yours here. You know, everybody talks about the pandemic and the COVID and the late start and all that. Donnie, correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't it now basically 3 months or so that they have been together? Wasn't it very late July that they started reassembling, and now mm-hmm. It's very late October?
Right.
This team just doesn't look any good.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.